Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, that was the beautiful music of Moses Tyson Jr., ladies and gentlemen, the sacred organ music Pray For Me. I think most of y'all got that song for sure, Pray For Me. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop's coming up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen. Lord, for you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's prayer time, ladies and gentlemen. It is prayer time. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you, and we thank you so much for being with us live and those listening later on as well. Hey, real quickly, the call-in number for today, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559, where you can call in and listen, or you can be a part of the program by sharing with us your prayer requests, or if you have any comments, this is when we open up the lines later on. If you do have a prayer request today live, just hit star one or comment star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue and we'll open up the lines later on. Thank you so much for that. Also to our scripture for today, ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah 65. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter. Isaiah 65, we'll be reading, verses 21 through 25 here in a few seconds. But that call-in number is 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, ain't nothing like it on the planet. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Dr. Crenshaw today. Yes. Powerful, powerful. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we can't thank God enough for the opportunity to be here. As you know, a lot going on the planet. No doubt about that. But our God is in control of everything. He knows exactly what he's doing. We must trust God. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Going to the Word, ladies and gentlemen, going to the Word. Verse 21 of Isaiah 65. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and other inhabit. They shall not plant and eat another eat. For as the days of the tree are days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. Amen. And for their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Amen. Before, y'all hear that one? Before we call, before we call, he will answer, ladies and gentlemen. He said, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Amen. Because God knows everything, ladies and gentlemen. He knows even before we speak, before we think, what we're going to say and what we're going to need. Ain't that wonderful? The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. Wow. And the dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in any of my holy mountains, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome this morning. We thank God for you being with us again in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I want to open up the mic and say good morning to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us this morning, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We give you glory and honor for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We praise you, God, because you are God. There's no God like you. We thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your blessings, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for so many things that you have done, God, the miracles you have performed. Father, we magnify you. We exalt your name above every name. We give you all the honor and all the praise. Father, we thank you this morning, God. We appreciate you, Lord, for what you, how you heal, how you deliver, how you set free. Lord, we thank you, God, how you open doors and provide and make ways. Father, we thank you, God, for families this morning as you continue to bless them and you continue to heal them, God, and you continue to deliver. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for souls as you save to the utmost. God, we thank you for every soul this morning, God, that you deliver them out of the hand of the clutches of the enemy. And Father, you set them free, God. We give you praise for it this morning. We thank you, Lord. The blessings of the Lord make you rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is a weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Because you were wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, chest out our people's honor. But it's with your stripe we are healed. We thank you this morning, God, as you continue to heal those that are sick, those that are afflicted, those that abound. God, we thank you for your mighty power, God. We know now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, God, as you look on people this morning, families. Lord, we ask you to look on families this morning. We ask you, O Heavenly Father, God, be merciful, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you are all-knowing, that family, people that have lost their home, but lost their job. Father, we thank you, God, as you restore to them, God. You restore, God, in the name of Jesus. You open doors, you provide, you make ways. Father, we know that you're able, God. God, open the door. Give them favor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We praise you, O Heavenly Father. We pray for that individual that may have COVID this morning. We pray, God, for their deliverance. We pray for their healing, God, because you paid the ultimate price, God. You shed your blood on Calvary, God, and you have all power in your hand. There is nothing more greater than you and your word. Father, we give you praise, God. We come against that spirit of the enemy that come to steal, to kill, and destroy. And Father, we thank you right now that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you this morning, God. Your word, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. We thank you, Lord, this morning. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you this morning for your word. You're assuring us, God, that we can trust and we can lean on you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you, God. We give you glory today. We honor you, O Heavenly Father, for this day. We pray, God, for our nation, this nation. We pray for our government, God. We pray for the president. We pray for the leaders, O God. We pray for those that's on the front lines, God, that working in the hospitals, working in the grocery stores, that working different places, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray, God, that you would keep their minds and strengthen us, God. We pray for the body of Christ, God. We pray, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear. And, Father, let us lean and depend on you in spite of what the enemy, what the news report is saying. God, let us trust in you, Almighty God. And we thank you this morning. God, we thank you for faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you this morning. We will trust in you, God, and we will lean on you. We will depend on you. And, Father, we thank you for every door that you're opening. We thank you for favor as never before. We thank you for favor, God, for favor. We thank you for this season of blessings in our lives. We thank you for this season of overflow, God. We thank you for every, oh, God, avenue that you have made available to us. Father, we pray, God, for the children as they're going to school. We pray for their safety, God. We pray for the teachers, the faculty members. We pray for everyone that have anything to do with the school system, God. We pray for their safety. And, Father, we pray against the spirit of violence. We pray against the spirit of murder. We pray against that spirit of corruption, God. Father God, reveal, expose, and destroy. Let God arrive. Let any man be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish at the presence of Almighty God, but let the righteous, yea, rejoice, and let them exceedingly be glad. And Father, we thank you for your word. We trust you today, God. And now we pray for those that are misfortunate, Lord. We pray for those that are homeless this morning. We pray for those that, God, that don't have a place they can call home, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you would test their minds, God. Give them a new mindset, God. Give them a new mind, Lord, outlook, God, in the name of Jesus, their own life. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, raise them up out of that place. Bring them out of that dark place. Bring them out of that place of fear and doubt and unbelief. Bring them out of that place, O Heavenly Father. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for those that are incarcerated unfairly, unjustly. God, we pray for their deliverance, God. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them favor. Father, we pray this morning as you continue to bless God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the people of God. We pray for the pastors and their congregation. Father, we ask you to bless them, God. We ask you to strengthen them in the faith, God. Lord, we thank you right now. God, your words say one could put 8,000 and two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement. We pray against every spirit of mental illness. We pray against every spirit of fear and doubt. And Father, every spirit of confusion, God, and we pray, God, that you'll open the eyes that we'll be able to see the miracle that you're performing. Open our eyes and I hear what you're saying to us in this season and I'm alive. We forever give you praise. We bless your name. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for those that we don't even know. We pray for those that's in Africa, that are the pastors and leaders, God. We pray for that nation, oh, God. God, we pray against the corruption that's going on there. We pray against corruption that's going on in America, God. We pray against that spirit, oh, God, of prejudice, God. We pray against that spirit of homosexual, God. We pray against that spirit, oh, God. That's not like you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. I think we dropped Bishop's line there. He'll be back shortly. We thank God for you being with us right now in Jesus' mighty name. As we continue to pray, we thank God for all things, and we thank God for you being with us today. And we have Bishop back right now. Bishop, you're back online. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord. God, you're so awesome. You're so mighty, God. We thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you, God, for the people of God. We give you glory and honor. We pray for students this morning, for children of God. We pray for that success in life, the next generation, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray, God, that you will bless our children, our God, for bless them, every nation, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you, God, and we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for so many, many blessings that you have stood upon our lives. And Father, we thank you for help. We thank you for being closed in our right mind. We thank you, Father, for food to eat and shelter. Father, we thank you for the little eyes to see, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for you, praying for your family, ladies and gentlemen, praying for our neighbors, praying for our county, city, state, and government, ladies and gentlemen, our nation, if you will, and also to around the globe. So we thank God for prayer this morning. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, good morning to you as well. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and thank God for this day. And certainly, praise God, it's just a blessed thing just to be able to wake up. Praise God, so many people did not arise and wake up this morning. praise God, but we're grateful we're still on this side to be able to pursue what God has called us to do. But I just hear the word in my spirit that just says prepare, prepare, prepare. The word just keeps burning in my spirit, prepare. Praise God. We know that. We've heard for so many years, those of us that have been in the faith, that the Lord is coming back, the Lord is coming back. And some people may think the Lord has delayed his coming or whatever it may be, but the Bible says no man knows the hour or the day. We don't even know the hour or the day that the Lord may come to really get us personally. Praise God, because we don't know that day or moment that our eyes may close and we've entered into eternity. So it's so important that we focus on preparation, preparation, preparation. Prepare to meet the Lord. Be prepared. And as we think about preparation, it's not just, praise God, in the way by and by, as we prepare to leave this earth. But what about day to day? We must prepare. We must prepare ourselves day to day. Prepare ourselves. Praise the Lord. Amen. For things that may be coming upon the earth. And I reflect upon that, praise God, even during this season as we're dealing with this spirit, this demon of COVID-19. Praise God. I admonish you to prepare. Prepare for these winter months. Take care of your body. Take care of your body as never before. Put your focus there. Amen. Be proactive on some things. Amen. Take care of yourself. Put more vegetables in your body. You know, praise God. Make sure you take that vitamin D3, and I put the number 3 on it because there's a difference. Praise God, vitamin D3. I encourage you, do your research. It's all out there. It can confirm what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Always check with your physician regarding your vitamin D levels. I have my annual checkup next week. One of the things that I plan to do is tell the doctor, please check my vitamin D level. Sometimes they don't do that. I tell people, praise God, every doctor is not the best in the world, needless to say, and honestly to say, amen, you have good doctors and you have some that are not so good, amen. So I encourage you, I said many times before, find your Dr. Luke, find your Dr. Luke, Dr. Luke, praise the Lord, Dr. Luke. And why do I say Dr. Luke? Because Jesus chose Luke, the physician. He could have chose anybody else, but he chose Luke. I'm sure there were others to be chosen from. So, amen. Know your physician. Know what his mindset is. Know what he thinks. Amen. Praise God. Hopefully, he believes in God and believes there is a God. I wouldn't want a doctor that did not. Praise the Lord. So, as I say to you, as we talk about preparation on this earth, praise God, and not only on this earth, day by day, but we must prepare to meet our God because he is coming soon. I don't know how soon it is in your life, but whenever he comes, we want to be ready to meet him. And above all, the Bible tells us, praise God, keep your faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. When he comes back, he's looking for faith in the earth. So hold on to your faith. Don't let anybody take away, destroy your faith. In God, praise God. When you come back, you're looking for faith in the earth. Faith in the earth, praise God. Faith in the earth. Hold on to your faith. Amen. God is sovereign. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. The Bible said we can ask or think. So at the close of the day, the common denominator in all that we're dealing with today and will deal with in the future, God is sovereign. The common denominator is God is yet able. The common denominator is God is the divine healer and the deliverer. We must put our ultimate trust and our faith in him. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Good morning, everybody. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. It's her voice you just heard, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Doc, for that powerful message there. I hope you wrote that down, ladies and gentlemen. Be prepared. And not just write it down, but you must seriously think about what she is talking about and what she means and understand the why. That is so important, ladies and gentlemen. Understand the why you need to be prepared. It is so critical. It's not even important anymore. It's critical mode now, ladies and gentlemen. You must be prepared based on what the Word of God has said. And as Doc mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know. We don't know the hour that we're going to leave this planet, let alone the hour that the Lord is coming back. So And that's really something that we don't have to be concerned about. We just need to just live our lives. We just need to believe God each and every day. When you don't know of a thing, you just live your life accordingly. You live your life properly in Jesus' mighty name, ladies and gentlemen. If I'm not mistaken, even the scripture says that even the Son of Man does not even know the day or the hour that the Lord will tell him to come back. So only God has that right to know when he is going to come back and get the saints and get his people. So, but ladies and gentlemen, we got to live our lives daily. We have to live as if God's coming back today. It's coming back in an hour. We must live that hour, that day, each and every way, according to the word, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for that powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great, great time to be alive. And we want you to know that God loves you so much. And he also wants the best for you. And he has already given that best. His name is Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. The name is Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Kendrick. We're going to open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure we take care of everybody. Anybody else out there, hit star one on your phone if you have a comment or a prayer request. But at this time, I'm going to open up the line, and I will mention only your last four digits, and you'll be on the line with Bishop and Doc. They'll hear you, of course, as you have your request. Amen. Well, caller, our first caller is 6569. You're live on the air, last four digits. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to thank Bishop for that prayer and like to thank Doc for always the eye-opening information. I'd like to request a prayer for the violence that's going on up here in the Philadelphia area, and I'd like to pray for relationships, love, business, and friendships. And also, I want a special prayer for the older people who got to stand and see all of these things going on after what they have been through in their lives. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Bishop, back to you, sir.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all, against all of violence taking place in the Philadelphia area and all over the world, God. We know that you are all-knowing, and we know that you can control or you can stop what is happening. And Father God, we thank you as you change the heart and the mind of those individuals. You pray and change the heart and the mind and the soul, God, that they will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. And Father, as we repent for the sins, as we repent, because your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my faith, and turn from the wicked way, then you would hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sin, and you will heal our land. Our land needs healing from violence and murder of black-on-black crime. Father, we pray for, as you strengthen the elders, God, that have been through so much in life and see all what is going on, that we know that you are still with them, that you will continue to bless and you will continue to strengthen. We thank you. We pray for relationship and friendships. And God, we pray for love and families and unite families closer together as never before. God, in this time, let us be able to trust one another. God, through your word, let us trust in you most of all, God, and call upon your name, God, in the name of Jesus. As you've always protected and always provided and made ways, God, this is no different than not then. And Father, we thank you, God, for everything that we pray for. We thank you, God, that you've already heard our cry. And Father, we thank you for changes taking place even now in the spirit realm, God. We thank you, God, as the manifestation take place. And God, you will get the glory, not us, but you will get all the glory. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's so important. You can't say how, you know, you really can't get any simpler than that. Very simple. The importance of prayer. We must pray. We must step up our prayer. We must have the tenacity in prayer, ladies and gentlemen. We must know that God is always with us. We must pray, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for ourselves. Pray for our family members. Pray for our neighbors. Pray for those even that despitefully use you. those in our businesses, those in our workplace, ladies and gentlemen. We must continue to just pray with each other that God will help the people that needs help all across the globe, as Bishop has prayed, ladies and gentlemen. So prayer is essential. I guess that's one word I could use today. Prayer is essential for life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bishop, back to you for closeout. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
God bless everybody. God bless everybody. We continue to pray for one another and lift each other up in prayer, as knowing God will hear us as we pray. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Yes, thank you so much, Bishop. Yes, you and Doc have a wonderful day as well. On behalf of my family and the network, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, as you, I am not a doctor, but as Dr. Crenshaw mentioned earlier, ladies and gentlemen, take care of your immune system. It is so important. There's just no excuse, really, for not doing that. But you've got to do your research, right? Doc always encourages us to read, research, and pay attention. But I'm going to add one more. Then take action. And I know Doc knows that one as well. You got to take action, ladies and gentlemen. When you read, research, and pay attention, you got to also take some action. So check, check with your doctor as you need to, but do your research on your immune system. It is so important to keep your immune system. I've been learning from other smart people that when you put the right thing in the body, ladies and gentlemen, it will heal itself in Jesus' mighty name. He gave us everything we need on the planet. Yep. Praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. You've been listening to Bishop and Doc today. Thank you so much for your time. And we want you to have an awesome day, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all enjoy your wonderful life. Get your exercise in and enjoy your family this weekend. And, of course, continue to encourage one another around the country and around the globe, as well as you network and social media. You can always just say a nice word or kind word, as most of us do here, but you want to definitely encourage people all across the globe and just drop a quick text or a quick word to let people know how important they are and how much the Lord loves them. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll leave you with a song here today from Miss Babbie Mason, All Rise. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Take care of yourself.
There was a holy hush all over as I walked into the room, and I stood before him face to face. I was gloriously made new. There was a great and awesome presence and a light as bright as day as I bowed to kneel with the angel. I heard the Spirit say, all right, all right, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One. All right, all right. As we worship the Messiah, all right. Then I looked at those all around me with their hands uplifted high, and the Spirit laid his hands on me, and I uplifted mine. We were singing hallelujah, praises to his name. As I bowed to kneel with the angel, I heard the Spirit say, all right, all right.
Amen. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. That was Babby Mason on All Rise. We do praise the Lord today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we leave you today. God bless you. Have a great day, everybody.